Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes things go so slowly, day by day, that you don't notice progress is being made until you turn around and realize, wow, we really did get somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's going on. I'm the most encouraged that I've been in a long time. So many pieces of the Democrat fraud machine are unraveling. The fraud machine was created for two reasons. Number one, they knew they had total control of law enforcement. They could fraudulently sign up 12 million new voters and they wouldn't get caught. And by that, I mean on federal programs. They could break election law. They could do anything, really. Once you control the FBI, there's not a lot you can't do. Once you control the Department of Justice, there's not a lot you can't do. And so they just got sloppy. And we're seeing the signs of that everywhere. But the good news is we're interdicting it and we're fixing it. 4.4 million fraudulently signed up on Obamacare. I mean, that's incredible. Some of those are families. Yeah. 4.4 million. Another 1.6 million duplicates. In other words, the name was used to sign up once on Medicaid and once on Obamacare. Almost all of those signups are for total compensation plans. In other words, $0 plans. You don't pay anything. Okay, so if you're still keeping track, wait, 4.4 plus 1.6, that's 6 million.
Mm-hmm.
These numbers are not small. Let's keep adding them up. And somebody on our side should do a comprehensive piece on this. Brooke Rollins, head of the USDA, found another 700,000 on SNAP fraud. A lot of it's illegal immigrants. And some of it's legal immigrants who do not have the right. It's illegal for them to be on SNAP. Some of it's just fraud. 700,000 kicked off so far. And that's just in the 29 states that would turn them over. The 21 states, the Democrat states, will not turn their SNAP rolls over. So we're suing them. We're going to get them.
Yeah.
That's just a small roundup of what we found lately. Plus the Minnesota fraud, $1 billion stolen just from the autism program, with Fox News' Garrett Tenney reporting that the internal Trump administration estimate looking at this is going to be $8 to $10 billion stolen just out of Minnesota. Just yeah. Out of Minnesota. I played that audio for you earlier in the week, but you can look it up. It's all over the place online. Well, on X. You won't find it on Google.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's just a small sample of what we've found, but we're fixing it all, right?
I hope.
But it was this one thing from Michigan that really shows you the game of what is going on here. And it was a hearing in the Michigan legislature. It's really stunning. They're going through the entire 27-page Michigan application for federal welfare benefits. As you know, you fill that out at the state level, right? You don't go to Washington to fill out the application. You come in and you fill it out at the state level. 27 pages. They had a legislature hearing on it. And they went through each page and discovered, to their horror, two things. Number one, you only need, this is a really weird pattern, under Joe Biden, because remember they turned the fraud controls down to zero, you only needed a birth date and a name, no social security number. Wait, isn't that the same thing they did to Obamacare?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And they also do that for welfare benefits too, Medicaid, various housing and food benefits. Yeah, weird, right? You just needed a birthday and a name. It's like not a social security number. You mean like the one thing illegal immigrants don't have?
Well, not supposed to, but...
Not supposed to. Although they tried to solve that too, as we found the 9 million illegally given social security numbers that were given to illegal immigrants to hide them on these rolls, including 6,000 terrorists. I played that audio for you earlier today from Christy Noem. Okay. Now, why is this significant? Well, at the end of that 27 pages that you fill out in Michigan to get your welfare benefits, only all you need is a name and a birthday, no social security number. If you've got an alien ID number, you can use it if you want, but you don't have to. What is at the end of the 27 pages? You got to check all the boxes and complete all the pages to get your welfare benefits. What is at the end of the 27 pages? Little box you check to register to vote. See how this works?
Yeah.
The two are intrinsically tied. We're getting to the bottom of all of this, okay? This is what healing looks like. You have to find the disease in the body before you can cut it out. Which brings me to this. This is the segment I always do the biggest story of the day in. And this is what I think it is today. Headline, DOJ sues blue states for blocking voter roll audits mandated by federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, and something called HAVA, Help America Vote Act. It requires states to maintain accurate voter rolls, conduct regular list maintenance, document that maintenance. And what is that maintenance? You have to remove stagnant voters from the rolls. You also have to verify that people voting in federal elections are Americans. You don't have to verify that for local elections or state elections, unfortunately. I think that's outrageous, but okay. And you've got to prove you did it. Regular list maintenance. It is the law to find and remove ineligible voters. So what does the Trump administration, what is going on here? The Trump administration wants to run these voter rolls next to two databases. There's one in the Social Security number database, but there's also one inside the Department of Homeland Security. They're hunting the illegals, is what they're doing.
Well, they're also doing what the law requires.
Yes, they're also doing what the law requires. Get this. 14 Democrat-dominated states are refusing to turn them over. By the way, all 14 states are also refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. We're suing them for those, too.
Wonder if there's some type of coincidence going on there,
Tara. I don't know. It is awfully strange. Yeah. Awfully strange. Yeah. So just to give you an idea of how big the potential fraud is here, North Carolina relented in one of their lawsuits in September and was forced to remove 100,000 people from the voter rolls. Because they did not have identifying information required by federal law. That's a game changer right there. That's one of those things where you go, wow, like, okay, they only came off in October. Huh. Wonder who won.
Yeah.
All those races in North Carolina. I mean, wonder what the, who knows? To give you some idea, the first state that we won in was actually during the Biden regime, and it was Stephen Miller's Legal Foundation, you know, deputy chief staff. And it was a two-shot lawsuit. They got 30,000 illegal immigrants off the voter rolls in Arizona. They're either illegal immigrants or they were immigrants who were registered to vote but cannot legally vote in a federal election because they're not Americans. They were finally removed. So these states won't turn them over. There's a reason for that. We're gonna get these rolls, okay? We're going to get them. You cannot defy federal law forever and think you're going to win. You're not. We're going to get them. We're going to fix these rolls. But the fact that they won't turn them over tells you everything. Because you know why they can't turn them over, Lee?
No.
Evidence of crime.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly. They're trying to hide what they've been doing.
Yeah, because if we find large numbers of people who voted, guess what? Those are crimes.
Well, and plus, this will actually be the voter fraud that Democrats and the left-wing media have been telling us doesn't exist for years.
Right, and it does exist.
Of course it does.
Do you remember when Doge started looking into this and found that, remember the then 6 million, now it's nine, that they gave social security numbers to, and they found millions of them with the social security numbers. Well, they did a small sample of the few states that they could get these for that would voluntarily turn them over, which tells me those are Republican states, and they found thousands of them registered to vote. So the size of this is massive. The Trump administration knows it, but they need the internal data. They need the official voter rolls. Democrats know they know, and that's why they're not turning it over.
And this is information that is regularly shared with candidates. I mean, I keep...
Not all of it. There's a forward-facing part of it.
Right.
So you get the address, the name, everything you need to contact them.
Pretty
their
much,
voting
yeah.
History.
But that's what I think is one thing that keeps getting missed here, that a lot of this information, obviously, like you said, not all of it, but a lot of this information is not secret. It is state information. It is actually some type of public information that if at certain points, certain individuals, certain candidates and parties are allowed to access it. I mean, it's not like it's super secret, you know, identity theft that's going on here.
No, it's not. And I, you know what? My suspicion for a long time, can't prove it yet, but this is, you know, my suspicion. Make of it what you will. I think we had Rosemary Jenks here from Numbers USA.
Right.
And she believed what was going on, particularly in Arizona, was that they were running those illegal immigrants through shelters when they first got here over the border, registering them to vote in the shelter, and then they move on. Mm-hmm. And those registrations are stuck there in Arizona.
Right.
And then they are voted for, and that is why they don't vote themselves, but they're voted for.
Right.
And that is why Democrats are so fiercely protective of, like, no ID, no identification, absentee balloting, because they know where these registrations are. It's what we're going to find. Trump knows it. Democrats know it. We're just fighting it out in court. But you know what, folks? We're going to win, and it's going to change everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming up in the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we're going to, until Christmas, then I'm going to decide what to do in the new year. We're going to have a phone in hour, 800-905-0989 from 9 to 10. We'll have a phone in hour, and, you know, any topic of the week is back on the table. We did this yesterday. And I had a listener call and insist to me that Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk. There's a significant portion of this audience, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot out there who think that. And I said, okay, who did? Who killed Charlie Kirk? He was convinced. I don't know. You don't know. Okay, but you know he did it. How do you know that? Well, that shot doesn't make sense. Actually, it does make sense. Anybody who's shot a 30-06 knows that shot makes perfect sense. And this drives my husband crazy because he's the gun nut in my life and he's an absolute gun expert. I mean, I can mention any kind of gun I've never heard of and he'll tell you all the characteristics of it, ID it on site, and tell you how it works. He's like, no, that's exactly how a bullet from a 30-06 works. It does not blow your head off. Even producer Tim, who's just taken one out to shoot glass bottles, is like, yeah, that's how a 30-06 works. Yeah, you can learn that shot very quickly. It's not hard to do. This guy's total evidence when he called yesterday was the bullet shouldn't have done that. That's too hard of a shot to make. He didn't do it. That's your proof? That's your proof. Okay. Thank God that so far this judge is going to allow the cameras in the courtrooms. We already had the benefits of that yesterday, the Tyler Robinson trial, and we got buku payoff because you could see him like smiling and kind of chuckling with his attorneys. He's very lighthearted about this whole thing. He does not care. He does not have remorse. You could see it in his body language yesterday. That was helpful. I hope he displays that again for the jury so we can kill him. We need those cameras in that courtroom because of lunatic Candace Owens. Because if they take those out, this is going to spin out of control, okay? She is now, I don't know if you follow what this woman is doing. She is now online accusing TPUSA of being at least complicit in Charlie's murder. Do you know who the CEO of TPUSA is right now? Erica Kirk, who had to, his wife, who had to go on Fox News this week and talk this stuff down. Candace Owens, by the way, was challenged to a debate on these topics this week, didn't show up. She likes to tweet stuff, but she doesn't show up. This is ridiculous. Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk. They're going to prove it, and they're going to kill him. Here's, and they should, here are the list of people who believe this. Number one, Tyler Robinson himself. Number two, Tyler Robinson's father, who confronted him and turned him over. Number three, local Utah law enforcement. Number four, Erica Kirk. Number five, Charlie's closest friends who worked with him at TPUSA. This is ridiculous. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Now, here's the thing, folks. In the last couple, do you notice I didn't mention the FBI in there? Well, the FBI believes it. Yeah, I don't believe anything the FBI says. And you know that. My coverage is cutting edge on this stuff. I'm asking questions that are edgy, that are risky. And I'm like, nah, this guy did it. You want to ask some edgy, risky questions that Candace Owens should be dedicating her time? Okay, I'll give you a list of those. Because there's a lot of them with this assassination. Number one, another furry did it? Are you kidding me? How many times does a furry have to assassinate a preferred target of the left for us to start asking questions about what's going on here? Number two, did he have a handler? Number three, because none of this has been answered by the FBI or anybody else. Number three, there was a transgender rapper who recorded a song in Utah, who recorded a song a month before Charlie Kirk dead at 31, which turned out to be the exact breaking news article headline John Solomon would use when he died. But it was published a month earlier. When that happened, he changed the title of it. How did he know? What about the chatter in the transgender chat rooms in Utah? How'd they know? Because they knew. See, this, you want conspiracy theory? There's something here. And the FBI is not telling us what it is. So focus on that. My personal favorite here, there is a pedophile angle to this thing. The boyfriend, Tyler Robinson, they were all involved in this furry porn. By the way, the same kind that the pipe bomber was into. What are the odds? They're recruiting him, folks. That's what it looks like. I can't prove it. But it's what it looks like. Who's recruiting them? I don't know. Somebody is. Something stinks here. Maybe they're recruiting themselves. I don't know. There's a nexus somewhere. That the inside of these chat rooms, these furry chat rooms, let me tell you what this is about, okay? There's a pedophile angle to this because porn, kiddie porn is illegal. But if you draw it as a cartoon, it's not. It's art, according to the courts. Not me, but the courts. So you have Tyler Robinson obsessed with this stuff. You have the pipe bomber obsessed with this stuff. You have the Annunciation Catholic school shooter obsessed with this stuff. What is going on? The Tennessee shooter, Audrey, whack job. She was obsessed with it. What is going on? Now, but here's my favorite part. You want to go full conspiracy? Wait, hold on, stop. I'm not done. You want to go full conspiracy? Do it with me. Let's do it again. Let's use facts to do this. The weirdest part of this whole Tyler Robinson assassination thing. He did it. He pulled that trigger. We're going to prove it. It's the pedophile who showed up. The 70-year-old, do you know he's a pedophile? 70-year-old whack job who screamed at the cops, I did it, I did it, giving Tyler Robinson a chance to get away. Nobody has presence of mind to do that if you just happen to be walking around, which he just happened to be walking around. So they go get this guy, they bring him in for questioning. They first charge him for, you know, basically disturbing a, you know, law enforcement operation. Next they go into his phone, loaded with kiddie porn, real kiddie porn. See the nexus there? How'd he know? Let's get the video on him. Let's watch him come. Let's watch him go. Let's get all his social media. I'd love to see that. That's a trial I'm going to be watching. Because he, folks, he knew. He knew to be there. He knew to pop his head up right away. I mean, you watch somebody get shot and you're innocent. Nobody has the presence of mind to go, oh, me, I did it. I'll frame myself. There's a group of them who knew this was coming, have a transgender nexus orientation, and they were working together, or they at least knew it. And we don't know anything about that. You want another conspiracy theory to burn yourself out on? Here's one. Where's the boyfriend? Where's he? Or is it handler? It was almost as if in the text that Tyler Robinson sent, he was like reporting into him. To try to get him off the hook for knowing about the murder. There is a conspiracy here, at least at a minimum of people who knew about this before and violated the law by not reporting it. And we're not getting anything on this. It has a very Butler shooter feel to it, which, by the way, the FBI lied to us about under Christopher Wray and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. Now, in their defense, I don't know if Dan Bongino and Cash Patel knew they were lying or they just don't really control the agency or the information. I don't know. But this stinks, folks. You got to ask a question at this point. Who's next week's furry shooter going to be who takes out a target the Democrats would like to see dead? I don't know, but that person's already out there in a chat room. Guarantee it. Kristi Noem lit Congress up yesterday. Democrats, anyway. And it wasn't even fair. It really wasn't. She mopped the floor with them. They tried, though. They tried. And they're coming at her, you know, about the cruelty and the meanness and all of that. And she points out to them what we often say at the show, on the show, it was so great to hear people finally have it told to their faces. If you don't like current immigration law, stop breaking it and change the law. Run on, hey, open borders. Hey, anyone can come here. No vetting. Hey, anyone can get on welfare. Run on it. They don't want to. And she socked it to him yesterday. She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
I think it's shameful to see the defense of individuals who break our laws. We are a nation of laws. If we are not a nation of laws, we're no nation at all. And that is what we are doing every day, is following laws. If you guys don't like the law, go change it. That's your job. Mm. You don't complain. I was raised by a dad who said, we don't complain about things. We fix them. Well, go fix them. If you don't like the law, quit bellyaching, quit hitting and attacking our ICE officers. Quit going out and protesting and screaming vile things at them. Quit calling them names. We wouldn't let our children do that. Go do something that actually matters by having an honest debate and changing the law. That's your jobs. You all should be fired, in my viewpoint.
No, they want to pretend Trump's breaking the law by arresting immigrants. That's not happening. He's arresting illegal immigrants. But folks, the revelation yesterday, mind-blowing, shocking. I have wanted this number for a long time. The total number of terrorists, either people on the international watch list, terror watch list, or our terror watch list, who Joe Biden knowingly lets into the country. I've wanted that number for a long time. I know it's at least 6,000 because they gave 6,000 of them social security numbers, illegally, by the way. They're illegal immigrants, and put them on the social security rolls. So they could collect welfare, I guess, while planning jihad. I don't know. So we know there are at least 6,000, because Kristi Noem told us months ago they'd found them among the 9 million illegally given social security numbers so they could blend in on the welfare rolls.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status.
They have legal status. Yeah, she goes on to say, but you know, you can't have one. They're hiding them so they can put them on the rail fire rolls. You would put illegals on, and then you would put those on visas because by law they can't sign up for welfare unless they have refugee status, which almost nobody does. True refugee status. So we know 6,000 terrorists. We've known they were there and they were signed up for welfare. How many total did Joe Biden let in knowingly? We finally got that number yesterday from Joe Kent, Donald Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center in Nelly.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases facilitated their entry into the country.
Wow. Do we know where they are? Former Homeland Security Deputy Director Jonathan Fahey says,
I think we probably have no idea where almost all of those people are right now. And what's really scary about it, the numbers, frankly, jaw-dropping. But, you know, he said these are the known people that came in. So we have no idea how bad it is because we have all this world of the gotaways, the people that came in not through our ports of entry, that the Biden administration just basically wasn't enforcing those either. So it's really, really scary. And it just shows, reinforces Kristi Noem's point that we need to get these people out and be aggressive about it because it's life or death in many cases since we don't know who they are. And what's really shocking about this, knowing these facts, the Democrats still fight virtually every single deportation and make it so much harder than it needs to be, even though public safety is at stake.
Trump's National Counterterrorism Center head Joe Kent. It's a federal sub-agency.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Okay, someone was asking me on this on the text line. The National Counterterrorism Center is a United States government organization. They do national and international counterterrorism efforts. 18,000. Now, understand something, folks. That's just the ones he let in. We have a record of them being here because Joe caught them and let them go. They were either on the international terror watch list or ours, which has 1.1 million names on it. That does not count the 2 million gotaways. We know exactly how many there are because we have sensors in the ground. Joe Biden, you'll remember, would not allow the National Guard or the Border Patrol to go after them because he had them processing the voter drive, basically acting as chauffeurs, you know, get them the Obama phone, get them to the airport for their free plane ride, all of that stuff. Nobody was turned away. 18,000 terrorists let into this country. We should say that all day, every day. Because Democrats don't give a damn. This was the second shocking thing I heard yesterday at that hearing. Representative Benny Thompson, I can't play this enough times today. This is a sociopath. He's sociopathic. I don't mean that as a slam. I mean, literally, this is clinical. This is textbook.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can.
He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
An unfortunate accident is apparently, I guess, when the terrorist Democrat voter shoots a National Guard member in the head after Democrats called them Nazis for months on end. Now, a murder is when Pete Hegseth eliminates a narco terrorist in a boat. We clear on that? If a Democrat voter does it, who also happens to be a terrorist, that's an unfortunate accident. Now that we're clear. Folks, you know why I played that? This is how these Democrats talk amongst themselves. Oh, man, it's an unfortunate accident. He could have voted for us for generations, man. Oh, man. And he just said it in public. He screwed up. It's how they think, because they're sick. Even Carly Shimkus, who always has a smile on her face at Fox News every morning, she just, like, cracked up yesterday. This morning, hearing that lunacy from the sociopath Democrat Representative Benny Thompson.
An unfortunate accident, he said. An unfortunate accident is like sleeping through your alarm.
Yeah.
And this is coming from the top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee. Is it going too far to say that the mentality that allows somebody to use that descriptive to describe something as horrible as this is part of the problem here?
He is part of the problem. The Democratic Party, by and large, is part of the problem because they are constantly defaming our law enforcement officers, calling them Nazis, calling them kidnappers. And that puts them in greater danger, puts all of us in greater danger. And it's really shameful that this young woman was putting her life at risk on a holiday, and to dismiss it as just some unfortunate accident is one of the most disgusting things you hear. And I don't want to dismiss it as just a slip of the tongue, because he didn't seem to really want to walk it back. And it does seem to be part of the overall mentality of disparaging the men and women that go out there and protect us every single day.
Two notable moments from this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.